rántí àṣálẹ́ o, àṣálẹ́ náà máa ṣe. Wọ́n ní kí n rántí àṣálẹ́ o, àṣálẹ́ náà máa ṣe. Ẹyọ bàbá ń ta wá tó fi dé òní ṣe.
Thank you. When I look around in the world, what do I see? I see footprints that man have left on the sand while walking through time. I see boots of our ambitions, figments of our imagination. And I ask myself, when will it end? When will it end? It is plain to see, universally this land is not bountiful as it was. Simply because, in this quest for success, nothing stands in man's way. All rivers run dry, soon the birds won't fly, the mountains will be no longer high. And when I really think of it, yes, I just wonder why. I see charity deployed, equal rights totally ignored, wisdom and ingenuity working in accord, simply to afford such inventions as thermonuclear warfare and environmental warfare. And I wonder now, where do we go from here? Prophets everywhere gaze upon the horizon and declare that judgment will come as the savage hands of unscrupulous men defile everything pass by. Time is running out as we eat and drink, species at the brink of the next thing, yeah. And I think no one can deny that the price of progress is high, really, really high. I see consciousness abate as to be living recklessly. Money make egos inflate and thereby create a turbulent state. I see a struggle between the sexes, new hang-ups and old complexes. Now the question is, fighting context, what shall be next? I've already seen this world have come divided between race, color, creed and class. And some of the things the scripture predict, how a truth will come to pass. Soil that wasn't there, children making children to be a part of this growing mass. And I ask, if this is progress, Lord, how long would it last? How long would it last? I see craziness increase, bogus priests and corrupt police. No peace, this struggle don't cease as man turn to drugs, searching for relief. I see a frightened humanity, a sad and confused society. And it saddens me, how shall it be in time to come? Can this world withstand this constant misuse and abuse by the hands of man, as they try to shape this world in a way to fit in with all their plans? Time is running out as we eat and drink, species at the brink of the next thing, yes. And I think no one can deny that the price of progress is high, real high.
Yeah. And he is
Angel.
Give me a flap now.
flap, 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 flap. Hey, good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Hey, welcome. Well, welcome home, boy, because we back home. I mean, last week we was in the station and it was all well and good. But now when it's good, when you have choices. So good afternoon, Montreal. And I know today and this weekend you guys had a lot of choices, a lot of activities.
Are there people out there?
Yeah.
Aren't they all in New York?
Who? Well, hey. I mean, I wouldn't say that, because if we here, it still have people here.
Thank you.
Once we here, you know it still have people in Montreal. Although I realized, like when we came in last night, I could have parked anywhere on the street.
Thank you.
The street was empty. So I know a lot of people is out of town for the long weekend.
We make this mistake in thinking that it's only black people go to New York, but a fair amount of other communities go to New York as well. This is, I think, the time they call it cleaning out the cottage weather. So those people who have cottages, or they're gone for the last lap.
Yeah, because, you know, after this, you know what's coming at you.
After this, this weekend's cold.
No, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. It ain't cold yet. It ain't cold yet.
That man me draft fit me pants the other day. Because I'd been wearing dresses and skirts and little tiny tops. And no, sir, me draft for me like a long sleeve. No, sir.
Well, what a week we had.
Yeah, but it flew.
What a week. A lot of activities this week. I got to hail out my buddy. Hey, Stephen Payne. I got to big you up. And it's all about the whole, where you start. From the movie, from the what? From... Where you starting from? Nottingham Carnival? Or what you're starting from?
I think back to school on, what was it, Tuesday? Mm. Yeah, or Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Yeah, back to school was it? Because I think for me it triggered, no, but this thing is serious. This is real. Summer done, right? And I mean, on the one hand, I did welcome it, because the last 2 weeks of summer, little is boom.
Yeah.
Mommy Boo Boo Peachy. DJ Storm.
Yeah.
But the last 2 weeks of summer, she was really, really wearing on my last nerve. And I think it's because, you know, for us, everything that we had said we were going to do or planned or what have you had ended, right? And so she was home, bored, right? And I think also feeling the jumbie too, that, you know, stuff is starting. You had to start, you know, once school starts, you have to be doing something. So it just had her just wanting to move and go, or that energy that summer was there and misguided, if you will, right? But it went well. New Year, Storm?
Yeah.
What are you going to bus up this year?
Schoolwork.
You're going to bus up what?
Schoolwork.
You're going to bus up schoolwork, okay.
Yeah.
And you have a new teacher and a new bus driver.
Yeah.
And new friends?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking forward to this season?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Alrighty. Alright, so you don't know. Alright, well, I have to go look for that thing online. Where is it? If you didn't know, now you know, and figure what it is we are to know. They also started this week the official kickoff of the election, provincial elections in Quebec, and it is going to be what it's going to be. I mean, I don't know, maybe I've become blasé about the whole thing, got? That the die has been cast. We might end up with very much the same situation. And I think what gives me hope as a person of the melanated community is that what again they can throw at us? I mean, we come from slavery, forced labor, and even within that, so much good and culture and life despite. So where there's the breath of life, there is hope. And so they could do all the bill they want. That doesn't mean we have to lie back and snooze. Start reading Canadian news and watching Canadian news. I mean, it's awful and good to watch what's going on in the U.S. because not that it dictates, but all political forces are intertwined with each other. But start paying attention to local news. And there are many platforms. If it's not the newspaper, it's the radio. If it's not the radio, it's the Facebook news. It's the television nightly news. Just start going on the various parties and seeing what they're saying. My biggest hope is that we do not split the vote, because the Anglophone community.
I think I might do it again.
Do what again?
Vote.
Vote? Yeah. You're going to vote. The Anglophone community is having a tough time figuring who is going to serve its best interest and even understanding what our best interest is. Because, yes, we've seen our Anglophone children who really got educated in the two languages go off into the world are better for it. But that doesn't mean that we have to lie back here and let them erode the rights that we do have. We have to be diligent and consistent. And that brings us up to Thursday. And that's what I left from the screening of Dear Jackie at Union United. A sense of we have work to do, to continue doing our work. There'll always be work, and that there'll always be hope. And then Alanisa Bomsawin, this world's most celebrated documentary filmmaker, turned 90. And with that, there was an event at the National Film Board. And for me there, I would say that here is somebody who is able at 90, when teachers used to call her savage and tell her she was stupid, she's still making hard-hitting films. We saw three of her latest films that are going to be launched this fall. But that she can stand up good in our high heels and say she see progress in policy, in government, and in the attitude and lives of Indigenous children. And if she could say that, me and my little gripes, right? And I far from 90. So, you know, there's something to reach for.
Well, as I hit that point, and she say she's seeing progress. You know, that's why I kick off with progress and the magic drum, right? Because and unity. We celebrate our 60 years of our independence. And boy, I didn't know what to say. Imagine the opposition did not attend the celebration of our 60th independence. And you know, when you see stuff like that, right, you wonder
in Trinidad.
Yeah, in Trinidad, right? Talking about Trinidad, people who, yeah, who don't know what I'm talking about. Yes, I should really mention Trinidad. Where are we going as Trinidadians? I mean, if the opposition boycott the Independence Parade, Independence Celebration, where are we going as Trinidadians?
You know what I will say to that?
You know?
It is sad and it's a stain, but whenever you see these blights and stains, you just have to say the stain, the shame, the loss is on them exactly, and not take it up as a Trinidadian shame or stain. It becomes those and their individual actions. And I guess we're at, what I'm saying is that we have to meet people where they're at. I'll give you an example. There's been times when they've been boycott of the Olympics, and the Olympics continue, and the institution, that which is the Olympic, continues to thrive. It doesn't all end up in the toilet. And I guess it's for all individuals in the house to extend their hands to those who felt that it was that serious, or they felt it's just a damn parade, or it's maybe they don't feel independent. Extend the hand and keep the dialogue going. I really don't know. I think it's, once again, meeting people where you're at. I flipped this notion and progress. You know, we sat down for a bit and looked at, well, you really consume Notting Hill?
Yeah.
I always mix that up. But the UK Caribbean Carnival, and not only do you see greater flag, big ratted Jamaican flag, all of the various island flags in beautiful costumes.
And not only that, you also had as we call the white people.
Well, I was going there. It's right there. especially remembering,
support. They it was, you know what I mean?
The disc-like costumes. And I can't remember the band leader's name, but he often produces for the opening of Olympics and large events like that. And a minstrel-esque, if you will, real costume. And there's this portly white man, and just his face. He had an oval face, and because the way of the headpiece covers his hair, you're just seeing the face. And he was twirly, whirly, 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 and joy. So that the culture is all over, and there's still joy. There's a culture of producing massive art installations on a grand level, great music, love, food, and all of that. I mean, it was marred by the stampede, yes, whatever have you, but where there's people.
I'm still, no, you see a carnival, you wouldn't see, like, boycotting carnival in Trinidad, right? And Tobago, as I should say. Because it will have people who wouldn't attend the carnival
for
various reasons. And then we'd have those who will be there. I know the opposition, I never saw them boycott up a carnival yet, so it's yet to be seen. But
I'm
you know, this is independence, man. 60 years. Anyway.
Look, them was in a backyard party where they were laying up somewhere.
You know what I mean? Anyway, enough talking. We talk. I want to celebrate this guy.
Before you put on the music. Last night.
Oh, yes, boy. Last night.
Yeah.
Yes, boss.
Yeah. We went to Club Balatu.
Good crowd.
My goodness. Juliet Smurfit Nelson, that was her last show as a solo artist. She has rejoined the iconic 90s girl group in New York, Whirl of Girls.
You're right, yep.
And so she's no longer going to be branded or seen per se as a solo artist. So that was her last show at Club Balatu. Me don't know if it's holiday weekend, if people come to town, if it's last lap fever, if it's the fact that, okay, let's celebrate her as she takes another step, because it really does feel onward and upward for her. A trajectory is happening. Or it was just the fact that it was Saturday night. It packy, 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 pack. And when show done and the African music start, they start. And folks, Balatu has not changed. Ladies, Balatu has not changed. That's all I am saying. What was your feelings being in Balatu? Did you have fun?
Yeah. I have to say, I've been watching her this year.
Yeah?
I've been watching her. I'm not trying to say, but I've been watching.
What was your favorite song of the set?
My two favorite were the Blues and Cherish.
And Cherish.
And
those are her signature tunes. Yeah, her penned by her. Me, it was watching. She did the rendition, the Lauryn Hill arrangement of Killing Me Softly in reggae. And her colleagues from her place of work invited a Zumba class. And there's about 25 of them. And me for tell you, when you had to do the
Everybody
the hands in the air.
Everybody
and people
singing,
doing the body.
Yep,
I gotta admit, I never see people, but it's like she's like a different person.
Yeah, it's true. She hit the stage. And it was a different band. It wasn't Jab Jab. It was the Blessed Band.
Right. You had to pick up the band.
Yeah, the young drummer.
Oh, yeah.
The entire band together. There was a cohesiveness that was there. They know the set. They know her songs. There was a comfort there.
It was a comfort.
And it was nice to see Pops, Molly, Claudia was out.
Yes,
Conroy.
Majesty, boy.
Majesty.
Yes, boy. Crew,
but
boy.
All I'm telling you, ladies.
There. But listen.
Balatu ain't change.
Well, Balatu ain't change. I hope we have the same response for Puffy. He's going to be there on the 17th. Is it the 17th?
17th of September.
Yes, and I would like to see, you know.
Yeah, come on,
come
folks.
Out, folks come out, enjoy. Because
it was
the Calypso, the Calypso, we gotta bring it back. We gotta bring it back.
We were home by 11:30.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So, I mean, it
was affordable.
Yeah.
Right.
Affordable.
And
yeah.
Drinks were affordable.
Everything are affordable in Balatu too.
Yeah. The ginger pineapple, I drink that without alcohol, but it was the music, the sound system. It was good. So I wish that for our Montreal-based artist and the genre, the calypso genre, the reggae genre, you want to see that there are live venues where Montreal players of instruments, singers of songs could get together for a moment of magic, right? So we're hoping that for him. And kudos to Bala too. Puffy will be backed up by Jab Jab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just want to see each and every one of you come out. And come, let me, I had to play a little nasty. Oh God, Vincey's and Trinis, Bajans and Tegans, Jamaicans too, because we have a history of calypso. Come out and support the artist and the art form.
I want to see, you know, Mom, you're right. You need to guys and this, and I always said it, this is our culture. You guys need to start to support.
Yeah.
Not just regularly, not just soccer acting. You guys need to start to support calypso artists too.
You got
to
look at a man like Puff D. Understand the journey of the immigrant artist that came here to work, may or may not have wanted to spend their whole lives here, but they raised families, they pay taxes, and they continue in the lives when they could to keep the art form going. And this is where you say, Puff D or Calypso, I support you. I'm coming
and
up.
Not only support, and not only that, then we also have the Martin Albino and the Golden Stars.
Ooh.
Doing their stuff also.
I want to say the support continues.
And the support had to be continued.
Narrative is, imagine you get the honor and the privilege to retire, and now you want to pursue you, and that could be crochet, that could be your own business, but these individuals are manifesting themselves, coming together on the steel pan and opening up the space to allow for other artists. And here, it's a veritable institution. The Albino family have been such a strong rock in this community.
Exactly.
That we need to support that. And we need to go home to Little Burgundy next week, Saturday in Vinay Park. I was also in Burgundy last week.
Mm-hmm.
No, me love Burgundy, no feel like Burgundy again.
A lot of support.
So we need to get out there and be counted.
Yeah.
Also, exactly. I have to look for the information on my phone. Next week is also a demonstration against Bill 96. So let's go get the music going. You're listening to CKUT Boom Boom Time, 90.3 FM. Don't touch the dial.
We might have an interview.
Yeah, we might have an interview. Don't touch the dial, if anything.
Yep.
Turn it up loud.
Yep. And everybody who was on Facebook will know this man make a big, big step.
Wee. Yep. Slinger Francisco, the baptized. Yes, he did. Gone down in the water. Eh. Lick it back.
Accept, O Lord, this spotless host.
With a life so precious, you gave to serve us. Rejoice in Jesus,
the gift of faithful minds to thee.
Minds to thee.
A good Lord, my Lord.
Yes, Montreal. And this man gonna be in town next week. Yeah, he's gonna be in town Saturday. With Alison Hines. I'm gonna be playing a few artists on that bill. Hey, Montreal, enjoy.
Something that's coming and just gripping my neck.
It's all about Hampton, isn't it?
What?
eat bread and butter on the 10th. Yeah. I want to see you all eat bread and butter, man. Hey, everything going up. Also, this man gonna be here. Kenny gonna be here too. Hey, there's gonna be badness next week, and it'll be badness. It's not gonna be the same. It's not gonna Super be the same. The you're gonna be you also here, Magic. Gonna be here too, also. Enjoy. Hey, gonna be madness at the Hampton Inn. Hey, you guys enjoy. Alison Hines gonna be on that bill also.
Them though. They say we mash up the people place, left the people them in expense. So who gonna pay for the venue? Man from Vinci.
And of course, Montreal Queen gonna be on that bill. Who's that? Storm. What's your name? Right, Natasha Marie gonna be on that bill. Hey, Montreal, you're gonna be madness.
Long time, I know that you're tired fighting. Don't tell me no lie, you can't deny it, boy. When I come around, I see you get excited. Don't know why you bother even try to hide it, boy. Tell me why, you tell me that you're fine. You know you're mine. I know it's been some time, but just come pull up behind me. Let me remind you, I had a secret swine. Push up behind, come push up behind.
So pretty lady, can you come my way? I packed a cooler for the parkway. And if it's games we are play, then we are play. Well, it's a fed, it's a tribe, it's a thing. Oh, we started cooking for the weekend begin. Oh, we take it one step at a time.
Skin clean and your things good up. Food day I know and we belly full up. It's about time, so we spend some time. You look like you want, go give me that sweet wine. The when time you're gone, me miss you like Maxine. Airport empty, can't promote vaccine. See the way that you been moving, it attracts me. And the way how you look so attractive. Know everything blessed, man, for navigate your body like a GPS. All these late nights wake early. 6 o'clock, I'm 6:30. Face turned up with her vibes and she like the way we push up behind.
Push up behind, come push up behind me.
Push up.
Push up behind, come push up behind me.
Push up behind,
come push up behind me.
Push up.
On with things, Miss Natasha Marie.
Live in studio is our new poster. Well, it's not new. It's new to the space.
new to the space.
To the space.
Yep.
The strong arm holding up the long time radio. Right, let me see. As you muggle.
Yep.
Was the inspiration for that.
Exactly. That's why they call me Angel, you know. You think that.
You don't know.
Yes.
I tell you. All right, the man I put on in your eyeglass. You're incognito. How do you tell the people that I'm going to know is you? You're looking like Ray Charles.
Well, look, an island in the
you
sun.
Playing the piano for me.
It's an island in the sun thing, you know.
Throw back your head here. Can't stop.
You're
a hot mess.
Wee.
No, I am going to refer to you as Rudy Mills. And I do that because so many people, when they hear the song, and we'll hear the songs in the reggae portion of the evening, But so many people know you as that. But I'm sure you've had many names over the years. How do you self-identify now?
Radi Mustapha Bia.
Rad Mustapha Bia.
Radi.
Radi. R-A-D-E-E. Radi. Radi. Radi.
Radical.
Come go on, yeah. No matter me, yeah. I'm trying to bust my head and remember. I feel like it's probably a show in Hellenic Center or Slovak Hall or something that you played on. I want to say that it was with, oh, Lord, it's
I'll
coming.
Alton
Ellis?
No, I'll tell you what it is. Mm. It's years ago when they had Gilbert.
Mm.
Gilbert in Jamaica.
Mm.
And I did a show with, who produced it again?
Cash Money?
Superman.
There's a name.
Genius, yeah.
And you were on that show.
I was on that show.
And I think you used to pass through Determination Practice Hall on Hampton and St. Jacques.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. But I did a show in the Plateau to in St. Lawrence. I opened a show for Carlton Coffee.
Okay.
Yeah, Carlton Coffee. Inner Circle.
Okay, yeah.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. But Majesty and I went to that. I want to laugh, but me not laugh. I go and behave myself.
Yeah.
Now, I can use this term Renaissance man, and I'm not far because